It's just over a month before the presidential elections, and the big action is in a small group of states, the narrowly divided battleground states. Both presidential candidates were on the campaign trail Thursday, Republican former President Donald Trump in Michigan and Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris in Wisconsin, where she was joined by lifelong Republican and former Wyoming Congressmember Liz Cheney, who has endorsed Harris. Trump spoke first at a rally in Saginaw, Michigan.
Kamala's agenda is bringing death and despair to America. I will restore light, hope, and dignity back into Michigan, and very quickly.
Trump talked about a variety of issues, including one close to his heart, the last presidential election, the one he actually lost, and he linked it to the current election.
You know, last election, we did great in 2016. A lot of people don't know. We did much better in 2020. We won. We did win. It was a rigged election. You have to tell Kamala Harris, that's why I'm doing it again. If I thought I lost, I wouldn't be doing this again.
He blasted Harris on issues ranging from immigration and crime to the economy, and in particular, her support for clean energy like wind power. He pushed that point home by describing a dystopian future under a Harris presidency.
If you want to fire up your big plants, you're not going to do it through wind. The wind isn't blowing, darling. Let's turn on the television. Let's try it anyway. I want to see President Trump make a speech tonight. No, darling, the wind isn't blowing. We have no juice in the house.
He highlighted several policy proposals, such as a promise to end sanctuary cities, and he has big plans for shrinking the Department of Education.
You say, what the hell do all these people do? Here's what I need. I need one good person, let's say, to be the secretary. And then I need a real secretary that takes stenography. I need two people, because I just want them to make sure they teach English, that they teach reading, writing, and arithmetic.
He repeated his promise to begin his presidency with what he calls the largest deportation in our history. He also claimed that the current hurricane response is being hindered by the Biden-Harris administration's immigration policy, in a conspiracy he links to the presidential election.
They stole the FEMA money just like they stole it from a bank so they could give it to their illegal immigrants that they want to have vote for them this season. You know, they're trying to get them on the voters' roll. We cannot let that happen.
Claims like that got a warm response from the audience, and Trump was clearly working to fire up his core supporters, sometimes with his characteristic insults of Democratic politicians.
Kamala. So we usually just say Lion Kamala. It's much better, more accurate. Now, Bernie, we know, he's crazy. He's crazy, Bernie. We call him crazy. Crazy Nancy Pelosi. She's crazy as a bedbug. Gavin Newsom.
Kamala Harris held her rally, her first of that day, in Ripon, Wisconsin.
There are so many powerful forces that have been intent on trying to demean and belittle and make people afraid.
Harris focused on a message about democracy and putting country over party.
There is actually an honest question about whether one of the candidates will uphold the oath to the Constitution of the United States. That is the tragic truth of this election.
Harris's criticism of Trump did not come with attacks on Republicans more broadly. For one thing, she's trying to appeal to Republicans and independent voters in the swing states. The site of her rally, Ripon, Wisconsin, is the reputed birthplace of the Republican Party. And the other star at her rally was a Republican, former Wyoming Republican Congressmember Liz Cheney.
I tell you, I have never voted for a Democrat. But this year, I am proudly casting my vote for Vice President Kamala Harris.
Cheney described Trump as petty, vindictive, and cruel, and not fit to lead the nation. She took particular aim at Trump's role in the January 6th Capitol insurrection.
Donald Trump was willing to sacrifice our Capitol to allow law enforcement officers to be beaten and brutalized in his name and to violate the law and the Constitution in order to seize power for himself. I don't care if you are a Democrat or a Republican or an independent. That is depravity. And we must never become numb to it.
Borrowing a line from Kamala Harris, Cheney said, "We're not going back."
I ask you to meet this moment. I ask you to stand in truth to reject the depraved cruelty of Donald Trump. And I ask you instead to help us elect Kamala Harris for president.
Reporting for Pacifica Radio News KPFA, I'm Christopher Martinez.